There. How's it going?
Ah, you.
Pretty good. Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. Might be on my side.
Oh, it's quite noisy here off the
Oh,
windows.
is it? Got it.
Yeah. And it's already late for
Oh,
me.
no. What time is it for you?
6 p.m.
Oh wow, that is late.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if anyone shows up today. It's been a rough time getting people to come to SIGs recently.
Really? I mean, because of the summer break or in general?
I really don't know. I don't know if it's holidays. I don't know if it's WolfCon next week. But I've been having a really hard time getting people to come to meetings, so I guess I'll give it a couple more minutes. It's hard to say though. Did you add these notes about the product council?
I added them. They're quite new, I think. So it's all a bit subject to change, maybe.
Yeah.
But I just wanted you to know that we no longer want you to, I mean, the six to fill out these monthly report forms. We
Great.
decided that this would be that it's too much. I think we will have quarterly reports.
Awesome.
But we have to discuss this. And then we have this new SIG presentation slot for each meeting. We want to try out how this if it's I mean, in the past we had this, I think once every 3 months, the SIG meeting. I mean, we invited all the SIGs to the PC. And we want to change this a bit and have more like a rolling schedule where we have more focus on one SIG and their work and priorities.
That's a cool idea. I'm excited for that. That should be cool. Are the SIG conveners meant to come to Product Council tomorrow? Tomorrow's Thursday? Or
Tomorrow? No.
okay, great.
Should there have been a SIG report meeting tomorrow? One of the I think someone mentioned that I mean, tomorrow there would be the SIG reports would be due. I saw that you already put in some in the
Yeah.
report for the SIG, but so we no longer need that,
Perfect.
but
Well, that's
I
good.
think the next meeting were scheduled for SIG conveners was in December or so, but as I said, we want to change that. But there's nothing fixed yet, so I'll come back to you soon.
That sounds good. Sorry, I'm looking for the note that I saw about this. Sounds like Maura's coming, but she's gonna be late. Hey, Kimberly.
Hello.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not feeling too hot, so I would love for this to be a short meeting. So I guess I'll just go ahead and show what I have and then post about it on Slack. As I mentioned at the start of this meeting, I've been having trouble getting people to come to meetings, not just here, but also for implementers. So I don't know, maybe it's just something in the air, maybe it's WolfCon next week, but we'll go ahead and talk about what we have here. Martin, did you want to say anything else about your notes here? We're all good.
I think I said everything to
Perfect.
you
Okay.
before, so
That's fine.
think I don't need to
It's
repeat
on the
that.
recording. I know what it's mostly about. I did just want to say our next session is going to be the reporting SIG. They want to talk about inconsistencies in app reports, but I need to figure out a way to get the right people into the Zoom call, and it is for some reason increasingly difficult to do that, and I don't know why. So we'll try for October 1st, but if we need to, we can push that back. The other thing that we wanted to talk about today was what's going on with WolfCon. And again, I'll post this on Slack so that people who are busy can find it. We have two. Oh, hey, Owen. Hey, Kristen.
Hi.
I'm just rolling through this. I'm trying to keep it short so that I can go take some more DayQuil. Sorry, I sound like a mess. We have two sessions at WolfCon. The first is the search and standards documentation session, and the second is the working group. So for the search and standards documentation, we have confirmed repeatedly that people, for some reason, do want to be able to see how different searches function. I looked at a number of options of how we could do this in a way that's sort of sustainable. I looked at using the Confluence Wiki. There are database features, there are pages. None of that was really what we were looking for. I looked at Airtable, the free version. I looked at using Google Sheets. I looked at Notion. I looked at what Docs runs on and a bunch of other stuff that I have now forgotten. And what I decided in the end is that it is probably best if we just make a GitHub site. I don't really know how that can be shareable, but I work with many people who do know, and I think that this will work out in the end. So I went ahead and made two different versions of this using some junk data to sort of figure out what like the features of something like this would need to be. I made a very basic version, and by I mean I had a little bit of help from AI to get these sketched out. So things like being able to see what the field is. So in this one, we can see like what's going on with the checkout app and like whether something is compliant and sort of how we would look at that. Then I made a more complicated version that I liked a little bit better, again with AI. So we can see sort of like what's going on with this particular field and how it handles wildcard searching. And again, this is just junk data here. So I kind of like this. I think that it looks kind of cool and should be helpful for what we were trying to do. There are some things in here like defining, let's see, let's use a better one with better data in it, like what it means that wildcards should do this or that. What it means when something isn't quite clear if it complies or not. So I think this is headed in the right direction and we'll have something interesting to talk about. So that's kind of where I am. I think this will look a little bit cleaner with our real findings on some of these search ideas. But is this generally what we were thinking for like sort of standards documentation?
I think this
Maybe.
looks really awesome.
Oh, perfect.
I think
All
it
right,
looks
well,
great.
amazing.
Do we know, like, did you give any thought to who and how could populate it? Obviously, the advantage of the wiki is that, in theory, at least anybody can edit it. Would that be, it would be a pull to request on a
Yeah, so I know that there is a way to do this. So again, I am not a developer in any sense of that word. I know there's a way to do this because we do it for MetaDB. This is all on my personal GitHub just to sort of figure out what we actually want to do. But I know there's a way to share this, and I'm sure you know what it is. So we should be able to just make changes with pull requests to the CSV data that's on this little repository, and then that should automatically populate the dashboard that we're looking at. So do we think that's good enough for sharing? I know that's a bit of a knowledge gap for some people, but I think at least one person should be able to figure that out, even if I were no longer here, right?
sure.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Any major complaints out of the gate, I guess? Font's ugly, too many buttons. I think it's probably best if I just post this on our Slack and people can give feedback. And even if this is as far as we got, I still think that's a pretty big step forward. And we'll have something interesting to talk about during WolfCon. That's kind of where I am. But I'm hoping that we can get some real data in here so that we'll have something fun to talk about. Any further thoughts on the search documentation from anyone here? Seems like we're good. Okay, the second session that we have is our working group. I did go ahead and make slides for this. They're pretty basic. It's just our sort of like basic stuff, like who we are, highlights of stuff that we did this year, challenges that we're facing, our Jira priorities, some time for discussion, and then some time to talk about next year's goals. This should be pretty fun. I did sort of want to highlight that our current focus is a little bit different from our original focus for people who haven't been joining us recently. I chose some things that I like to highlight. You're welcome to pitch alternatives if you think that these are different, but I think it's kind of cool that we started meeting with the POs this year. I think that was this year. And I think that, a lot of our discussions have been really interesting. The challenges, I think, are something that we should talk about in this meeting. I was mentioning this at the top, not just here, but like across the different SIGs that I go to, I feel like attendance is down. And part of that is probably that I haven't been the best about posting agendas ahead of time. I'm sorry about that. Hopefully things will get better in the fall. But it's not just here, it's also like in the implementer SIG and in other places. So I don't know what to do to bring the right people back to this SIG, but I'm hoping that we can talk about it a little bit in this meeting. Our priorities are listed. We'll have some time for discussion and some goals, and that's it. Any other thoughts on the working group session? This one seems pretty easy. And I believe Mara's not here, but I think she's going to come and help me keep the discussion running as well. So that's what's going on for WolfCon. Anyone worried about anything in particular for this SIG's work at WolfCon? There's Mara. Seems like we're pretty much set.
Yeah, if this is you on medication, then it's getting the job done.
Sorry, I didn't realize the mic was on. It was off when I logged in.
Hey, welcome. We're actually just finishing up. You can see the slides for the working group on the
All
notes.
right.
And I will be posting about sort of like where we are with sorry, Folio search documentation so that other people can chime in. I have put this in bold here. These are just sketches with junk data. This is not real data, but I think that the general idea is the right direction and we'll have something fun to talk about. Is there anything else that we should talk about today? If not, I'm gonna let everyone go early and go drug myself up with some Dayquil. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. I'll see y'all very soon. Bye.
Feel better soon, Tara.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.